1998. Chapter 1 by Jeff Lindsay. The McFall Art Museum was closed for the night. Down in the main galleries, the security lights were on, throwing bright, ugly puddles of light on the doors and hallways. It was very different from the careful track lighting of the day, lovingly trained on the paintings and sculptures that lined the rooms to show them at their best, without glare or shadow. The illumination from these nighttime lights was harsh, hard-edged. The garish pools of light they threw made the museum seem darker somehow, more strange and threatening than a building filled with great art should have been. It wasn't a big museum, but it had made a name for itself in San Francisco. The Gem of the Bay Area, people called it, an undiscovered treasure trove of art from nearly every era. Near the marble staircase that led to the second floor, the sharply outlined shadow of a statue fell across the floor, the figure of a nude athlete holding half a javelin. The athlete had been dead for almost 2,500 years, and his javelin had been broken for 1,700, but still he stood poised for his throw. With the glare of the security light on his marble skin, that throw seemed imminent, adding to the strange sense of foreboding. From the far end of the back gallery, an eerie sound fluttered across the spotless tile floors. It echoed off the hard surfaces of the floor and walls until it was almost impossible to recognize it for what it was, the sound of a cheap radio playing a ball game. Moments later, the sound was joined by the scuffle of the night guard's feet as he walked back to the security station at the front door, where he put the radio down beside a bank of video monitors. The guard settled into his chair, just in time for the louder gabble of a tire commercial. The sound echoed up the first landing of the marble staircase, but somehow failed to turn the corner and make it to the second floor. At the top of the stairs, greater darkness waited to join the sudden silence. The pools of shadow were swept aside by one security light halfway down a hallway lined with office doors. The entire length of the hallway stood prey to the shadows, half dim and half lit by the small and ugly light from that one bare lamp. All the way down at the far end of the hall, one additional pool of light spilled out into the hallway from the half-open door of the corner office. It was a much warmer light, though not terribly bright. Then, quite suddenly, the light went out. For several moments, nothing else happened. No sound, no sign of any living thing moving anywhere near the corner office. But the careful observer might have noticed a strange, dark blue-purple glow coming from inside the room. Without really lighting anything properly, the glow somehow caused the lettering on the office door to jump out in almost three-dimensional clarity. Christopher Thomas, Curator. From the doorway, there was almost nothing to see in the darkness of the curator's office. The walls reflected a faint texture that had to be books, hundreds of them, lining the room from the floor all the way up beyond the reach of a normal human being. They seemed to loom above the room, holding in and magnifying the tense emptiness that gripped this museum tonight. And faintly visible in the dim blue-purple glow was one end of a large leather couch. At the other end of the room was a large draftsman's table with a lamp suspended above it on a gooseneck, and from this lamp came the glow. It shone down on a canvas stretched out on the table, and it reflected strangely off the thick square glasses worn by the man who leaned over the canvas. When the young woman beside him opened her mouth to take a ragged breath, it lit up her teeth with a brilliant and otherworldly sheen. "It's quite clear under the ultraviolet light," the man said. Something about the way he said his words made them sound stilted, as if he were reading from a script. But the young woman didn't notice. She was staring at his hands as they hovered just above the canvas. Like the rest of the man, his hands were long and angular and strong. "Here," he said, "and again here." He moved his hand in a choppy half circle over the lower corner.